Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, here we are, a week removed from Christmas Day and the first day of a new year. In the week now past, God willing, you have experienced moments of joy and peace. In that same week, you have probably experienced moments of great challenge, possibly even danger. The silent night of Christmas never lasts as long as we want, before reality intrudes, and once again, we're scrambling as things don't go as planned. As you travel toward your heavenly home, sometimes you are forced down a road you never would have chosen. Instead of the straight and easy road that we prefer, we find ourselves going home another way. And it's a way that involves pain and a lot of difficulty. So also, the Christ child, Mary and Joseph were forced to go home another way. Suffering is often seen only as a sign of God's angry judgment. Suffering Christians may question God's goodness in their moments of anger, and their faith may even be weakened by that experience. The gospel reminds us that suffering is a part of the Christian life, just as it was for the sinless Christ child. We can even come to a point where we realize suffering can even be a blessing in disguise at times, a sign of unity with Christ. God sent the Holy Family home another way, not to punish them, but to help them, to protect them. God, when He sends us home by another way, it's the same reason. Now, in one sense, the infant Jesus went home another way because of evil. The Holy Family's trip home was detoured because of King Herod's murderous plan. Instead of straight home from Bethlehem north to Nazareth, they were directed south to Egypt. To protect his son, God sent them home another way. Herod was motivated by paranoid jealousy, and ultimately this was Satan's first battle in the war to destroy Jesus. The devil hoped to snuff out the Savior quickly while still a helpless child, and this Egyptian detour wasn't simply a brief change of plans. We are pretty sure it lasted anywhere from between 1 to 2 years. And when Herod died, the family was detoured once again because of Herod's son. Verse 22 in today's gospel lesson suggests that Joseph and Mary wanted to settle in, or at least pass through Judea, but they could not. So many complications in the wake of this child's birth. However, we can also say that the Christ child and family went home another way because of God's loving will. How could Jesus, Heavenly Father, allow such mistreatment of His Son? Why did the Father send the family fleeing to Egypt when He could have just brought Herod and his plans to nothing with a snap of the fingers? The answer involves the mystery of Jesus' humiliation. It was the Father's will that Jesus take our place in every way. including as an infant. We often think of his passion and his suffering, his mission, as something Jesus did later on as an adult. But it begins here. Jesus takes our place, even as a baby, in humiliation and in punishment. What we deserve becomes his burden to bear. And though it was not according to their own planned route or their schedule, Mary and Joseph and Jesus did get home by God's plan of grace, and life in Nazareth did finally begin. Now we who believe and trust in Jesus also are on our way home, not to Nazareth, but to the heavenly life that Jesus has prepared for us. And let's be real, we'd prefer the smoothest, most direct path. But just as Jesus went home another way that was more difficult, we may be called to follow in his footsteps. And like Jesus and the Holy Family were going home another way because of evil. If only our way home to heaven was level and smooth. If only Christian faith plus honesty plus hard work always equaled success and happiness. We can tolerate a few minor detours, but we don't want to see the sign that says road closed. We're not looking for sudden illness, or the loss of a loved one, or pain or suffering. Instead of victorious cruising all the time, we find ourselves fleeing for safety wherever we can find it. This is because we have the same enemy as Jesus. The same devil who hated him hates you and me. The same sinful world that did not know its maker when he showed up doesn't care for you or me either. And these things combine to change our homeward route. But also, like Jesus and his family, we are going home by another way because of God's loving will. He is the master of leading us home by another way through valleys and trials and troubles. And this is not because he hates us. This is not because there's some sin that he's left unpunished and he's still hammering away at us. Not that at all. He loves us just as he loved his own son. Which means God may not eliminate every evil we have to face, just as he did not eliminate Herod on the spot before he could do anything. He does warn us to flee from sin and every evil. He does this through his word of law, and he continually calls us home through the word of gospel. Significantly, someone had to die before the Holy Family could return home. In this case, it was King Herod. In our case, someone had to die before we could go home, and that was Jesus. He did everything necessary for our salvation by his obedience in life and in death, and in rising from the grave. And we have a striking picture, a preview almost, of his innocent suffering and death in the innocent death of those boys in Bethlehem at the hands of this evil king. And it's also true that someone must die before I travel home, and that's me. Unless Jesus returns first, which may happen, I will necessarily pass through that doorway, but I can do so in faith, trusting truly that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, Lord, are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So as this new year begins, has your life taken a detour? Is it not going according to the plan that you had? Do you find yourself riding a rough road right now? Look to the example of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Such is the way of all who follow Jesus in this world. It's usually not the way of comfort and pleasure that leads us home. The Christian path involves fleeing and escaping evil. It involves hardship and sacrifice. But when your road seems to have taken an unpleasant turn, do not listen to the devil's whispers that God has abandoned you. But that's what this difficulty means. God led Jesus, Mary, and Joseph home by another way to protect them, to save them. And He's leading you home another way for reasons that one day will become perfectly clear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Would you please pray with me? Lord God, come from on high to me. I cannot rise to Thee. Cheer my wearied spirit, O pure and holy child. Through Thy grace and merit, bless Jesus, Lord most mild. Draw me unto Thee. Draw me unto Thee. Amen.